وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. آمين يا رب العالمين. بارك الله فيك حضرت مولانا سليم صاحب. May Allah سبحانه وتعالى shower you with his rahmah and his blessings, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept all the khidmat of deen that you are making. Ameen. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillahi wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhin astafa. Amma ba'du fa'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu kutiba alaykumul qisasu fil qatla. الحر بالحر والعبد بالعبد والأنثى بالأنثى فمن عفي له من أخيه شيء فاتباع بالمعروف وأداء إليه بإحسان ذلك تخفيف من ربكم ورحمة فمن اعتدى بعد ذلك فله عذاب أليم ولكم في القصاص حياة يا أولي الألباب لعلكم تتقون سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the innumerable blessings He has showered upon us, which we cherish and enjoy every moment of our lives. We bear witness that there is none worthy of worship besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we bear witness that Sayyidina Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our leader and master, is the final messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Honorable listeners of Markaz Sahaba and Radio Al Ansar International, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states in the Noble Quran, O you who believe, qisas, retaliation, has been made incumbent upon you concerning the ones murdered. A free man for a free man, a slave for a slave, and a woman for a woman. Whoever forgives his brother somewhat should demand gracefully, and payment should be with kindness. This is a concession from your Lord and a mercy. So whoever transgresses after this shall suffer a painful punishment. For you, in retaliation, in qisas, is life, O men of intelligence, so that you may abstain. Some laws about retaliation, qisas, and blood money. Diya. When the life of a murderer is taken in exchange for the life of the person whom he intentionally murdered, the term used by the Quran in Hadith is retaliation, qisas. Retaliation, known as qisas, will only be taken in the case of intentional murder. The details of this are to be found in the books of Islamic jurisprudence. The word qisas, retaliation, denotes likeness and equality, since a life is taken in exchange of another life. For this reason, the ruler and the subject, the big and the small, the rich and the poor are all alike. The differences and classes found among tribes and nations have no bearing in the matter of retaliation and qisas. If the heirs of the murdered person or any one of them wish to forfeit the qisas, the retaliation, in favor of some monetary settlement, this is called diya, blood money. So if someone kills another person unintentionally, then too a monetary settlement is incumbent, which is also called blood money diya. There are various types of unintentional murder, the details of which are discussed in Surah Nisa. If anyone severs the limb of another, then according to the circumstances, either equal retaliation, that is qisas, or blood money diya will apply. The blood money diya for limbs is referred to as arsh. The details of this will be discussed in Surah Ma'idah, inshallah. The verse under discussion discusses a few laws concerning the retaliation, the qisas of life. In the book Lubabun Nuqul, Sayyidina Sa'id ibn Jubair rahmatullah alayhi states that during the period of ignorance, there were two warring tribes who often clashed in blood skirmishes. Even the lives of women and children were not spared. They had not yet reached an agreement concerning the retaliation, the qisas, and blood money, the diya, when both tribes embraced Islam. The one tribe considered themselves superior to the other. They took an oath that they would never rest until the life of a free man from the opposing tribe was taken in lieu of the life of one of their slaves. In a like manner, they demanded that the life of a man from the opposite tribe be taken in exchange of the life of one of their women. It was with regard to this that the above verse was revealed. The verse tells us that a free man will be killed in place of a free man whom he killed, while a slave in place of a slave, and a woman for a woman. It is learned from this incident that the verse does not mean that a free man cannot be killed for murdering a slave, nor a man's life spared for murdering a woman. A verse in Surah Maida mentions a soul for a soul, that is, every soul is equal to another. In his tafsir, Sayyidina Ibn Kathir rahmatullah alayhi reports from Sayyidina Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala an, that it was customary amongst the Arabs not to take the life of a man in lieu of the woman whom he murdered. A man's life was only taken in exchange of another man's life, while a woman's would only be taken in lieu of another woman. For this reason, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the verse, a soul for a soul and an eye for an eye. Retaliation in qisas is the right of the heirs. The right to demand retaliation in qisas in the case of intentional murder is reserved for the heirs of the murdered person. Each of the legal heirs share his right to retaliation in qisas. However, since retaliation in qisas is not divisible, should one of the heirs choose to forfeit his take to the right, none of the heirs may demand retaliation qisas. They will all have to accept the blood money diya together with the one who had initially forfeited his right. If he waives his share of the blood money diya, then this too will be acceptable. The blood money, the diya, for a single life is 100 camels. The details of this will be discussed, inshallah, in Surah Nisa under the verse, it beholds not of a believer, of a mu'min, that he kills another believer and mu'min, except should it occur in error. If the heirs of the murderer and the murdered settle upon some monetary compromise, then retaliation and qisas will be waived. The wealth thus received will be distributed amongst the heirs in accordance to their prescribed shares of inheritance. Whatever amount is agreed upon, whether it be blood money, diya, or some other settlement, the mutual consent of both parties is required. The monetary compromise for retaliation and qisas is a concession and a mercy for the ummah of our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The life of the murderer may be spared by the substitution of a monetary compromise in place of qisas and retaliation. The permissibility of blood money diya, as well as any other form of monetary atonement, is a concession according to the ummah of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and a special mercy. Sayyidina Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu says that only retaliation and qisas was allowed for the Bani Israel. Blood money, diya, was not permissible for them. Sayyidina Qatada radiallahu ta'ala anhu says that Allah bestowed His special mercy upon this ummah by allowing the blood money, which is diya. It was not permissible for any previous ummah. Only retaliation and qisas was allowed for the people of the Torah, the Jews. There was no question of blood money and diya for them. On the contrary, the people of the Injil, the Christians, were ordered to pardon the murderer. Allah has allowed all three for this ummah, and they are retaliation and qisas, pardoning
and blood money. When one or all the heirs pardon the murderer or agree upon the blood money diyah or some other monetary compensation is agreed upon, then the heirs of the murdered person should demand their dues gracefully and not be harsh. This order is contained in the phrase where Allah says, should demand gracefully. It is incumbent upon the murderer that he pay the prescribed amount without delay or demand. This order is included in the verse, and payment should be with kindness. Once the matter of compensation has been decided, then the party who transgresses will have to suffer a painful punishment in the hereafter. An example of transgression is when the murderer refuses to pay or runs away. Should the heirs of the murdered person kill the murderer after having taken the blood money, the diya, they will be deemed to be transgressors. Each of the parties transgressing will have to suffer the chastisement of hell. Sayyidina Abu Shuraih Khuzai radiallahu ta'ala says that he heard the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam say, the person who suffers any harm with regards to blood, that is a close relative of his, is either murdered or injured, has three choices. He may either demand retaliation and qisas, pardon the guilty, or accept the blood money, which is known as diyah. Should he choose a fourth option, he should be restrained. After settling for any one of these choices, should he transgress, he will be made to suffer in hell till eternity. The life concealed in the law of retaliation, qisas. In the practical implementation of qisas, retaliation, lies great scope for life itself. This is briefly extolled in the verse, and for you is life in qisas and retaliation. Even though it may seem that a person loses his life, in the implementation of retaliation and qisas, new life is inspired in the fact that through retaliation and qisas, people would refrain from murder. In addition to every person restraining himself from murder, his family and tribe will have the concern that none amongst them should stoop to murder. Allama Ibn Kathir rahmatullah alayhi writes that the four imams of jurisprudence, as well as the majority of ulama, are of the opinion that if several people collectively killed one person, each one of their lives will be taken in return. Sayyidina Sa'id ibn Musayyib radiallahu ta'ala reports that once 5 or 7 people murdered a man in isolation. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala took the life of each one of them as qisas and retaliation for the murdered person and said, if the entire population of Sana'a murdered a single person, I would take the life of each one of them in return. Retaliation and qisas is the epitome of justice. Calling it injustice is itself an unjust statement. Enforcing the law of qisas and retaliation saves many, very many lives, since people refrain from killing each other. For this reason, retaliation and qisas is a life-giving source. Many ignorant people refer to qisas and retaliation as an injustice. Such people do not understand the meaning of injustice. The unjust person is he who purposely killed another without cause. Taking the life of the murderer in lieu of the murder is the epitome of justice. Referring to it as injustice and oppression stems from ignorance and foolishness. Some people maintain that the murderer should not be killed, but rather put into jail. They do not understand that this only gives the murderer more courage to continue. The murderer thinks that he will continue killing and spend but a little while in jail. Those whose very nature is to kill, rob, and plunder are not in the least afraid of jails. They easily escape from such prisons. Only people who have no value for human life will dislike retaliation and qisas. They choose to sympathize with the murderer rather than the rest of mankind. Sunan Abu Dawood contains the tradition stating that the retaliation and qisas will be enforced upon the person who intentionally murders another. The curse of Allah, his angels, and the entire mankind is upon that person who wishes to oppose the enforcement of retaliation and qisas. The waiving of retaliation and qisas or blood money, diya, is not the choice of the head of any state. A foolish law exists in many countries where the heads of state, they reserve the right to pardon a murderer upon his plea, merely looking at certain personal or social inferences. This is in total contradiction with the laws of Islam. It is the right of the heirs of the murdered person to demand qisas and retaliation, or to accept the blood money and diya. No president, prime minister, or king has a right to pardon the murderer, thereby annulling the right of the heirs. The head of state who does this rebels against the laws of the Quran and will be deserving of Allah's punishment. How beautiful is the deen of Islam, that there is hayat and life for mankind, you know, when just one or two individuals who are the perpetrators of a crime, you know, are brought to justice. This is the beauty of Islam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq of appreciating our deen. Ameen. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.